Phoneboy Speaks, episode 887, The Art of the Ad.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
A Coca-Cola ad from the early 1970s came into the the entertainment consciousness once again, because it appeared as the final sort of scene, I guess you could say, in an episode of Mad Men, the last episode of Mad Men, and a very, very popular TV show here in the United States, at least with certain people. And in any case, it spawned did Don Draper actually create the ad, in the fictional universe? Because the entire show was about the advertising industry. And also, there was a lot of social commentary and showing how that things worked in the 1960s. But this ad in particular was very iconic in the real world, and that song actually became a pop song actually, and they ended up recording a version of that of the song for this commercial as something that didn't reference Coca-Cola at all, and it actually ended up charting and being reasonably popular. In fact, as a kid, I remember first hearing the song without the references to Coca-Cola, and then of course later then actually Coca-Cola used versions of that song that same basic idea for that throughout the 70s and 80s in different ads. I remember it specifically being like with Christmas ads or whatever, it clearly touched a lot of people, and a lot of people still remember it. Now, of course, I don't remember the original coming because it came out before I was born, and clearly there was. I remember all the different children of it, I suppose. But it raises an important question, actually, which is, what is, and this is not just the song, but just in general, the way that, sort of Mad Men, or especially the last episode, sort of made me think about advertising, which is, what's the difference between, a good ad and good art, right? In whatever form that art takes. And the only thing I can think of, right, is a good ad, right, has to have a lot of elements of good art, right? They're things that that appeal to the person, and they're gonna like it. And again, whatever form it's in, and the only difference that I can see between art and in advertising is what's the end result you expect, right? In an ad, the result is a call to action that the ad is trying to get you to do, buy the product or consume the product or whatever, whatever it is the ad is trying to get you to do, and. Whereas, good art is just, there may or may not be a call to action, right? But maybe the ad or the art, what's the difference, I guess? It inspires you in some way, right? The only difference with an ad is it's designed to get you to take action. I always wondered why people hang up, old ads of, say Coca-Cola, the old tin things, or, from different, different eras, I see people hang these things up, and what you realize is that they're good art, right? And whether they're, they're trying to get you to buy something, but, you can still appreciate it for what it is, right? That it has some artistic value. And I mean, there's lots of that in advertising, right? There's an art to it, and whatever the form that art takes, and it's the same thing with jingles, right? Jingles are good music, right? It's the same kind of thing that gets done, although a different, the difference being call to action. So it was kind of interesting researching the history of the jingle, right? And I'll put links in the show notes, of course, but doing all that research and going, hey, wait a minute, it's funny that ad became art, not the other way around. Because sometimes popular songs turn into jingles for something else, right? I don't know of too many instances where there were reverse has happened, where a good ad has become its own, you know, art on its own. But I think it's interesting. And so, you know, think about it next time you look at, you know, any sort of an advertisement, you know, regardless of the form, it's like, is this entertaining? And I think, is it, you know, if it weren't trying to sell something, would it still be entertaining? And in fact, you know, some of the best ads that are out there are entertaining on their own. And, you know, and I have to say the Coca-Cola ad, you know, from the early 1970s, I think it was a product of the time, right? I mean, it's because it was, you know, after, you know, just after the 60s, right? And, you know, peace, love, and happiness and all of that. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? So even if you want to buy the world a Coke, right? I mean, who cares? It's you know, the idea that we can all, you know, live in perfect harmony, as it were. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that idea, even if it is, you know, partially for the purpose of selling sugar water, essentially. But just think about it. The next time you see an ad that you really like, ignore the fact that it's an ad, and just see if you can appreciate it just for its artistic qualities and whatever, you know, whatever those are. But it's amazing what that revelation just sort of hit me, and I don't know. I figured I'd share it as a good podcast subject. Maybe you guys all knew this, and I'm just kind of late to the party. It wouldn't be the first time that's happened. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.